going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's time for Grab Bag!
Oh, it certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And let's start out with a congratulations to Peyton Pritchard. Took home sixth man of the year. It was pretty much a slam dunk. We said yesterday that they were going to give out the award last night on TNT. He was the heavy, heavy favorite, but a great season. Led the league in a bunch of bench stats, including points and threes and things like that, but really had a career year for him and won Sixth Man of the Year.
Where do you remember how many votes he finished? It was in the 80s.
It wasn't unanimous, but it was a ton.
Yeah, and so, much to the chagrin of Bill Simmons, we now have a sixth man of the year for the Boston Celtics. I thought it was interesting, and Pritchard's very well deserving.
Although they
tweeted out the history.
Yeah.
McHale, Walton, Brogdon, and Pritchard.
Brogdon was good. Brogdon had a good year.
He did have a good year.
He's also on 1,000 teams
that
or something.
No, he's just like the king of bad teammates. Yeah.
Peyton Pritchard had 82 first place votes. Malik Beasley had 13. Ty Jerome, DeAndre Hunter each had 2. Which is weird to me because they both play for Cleveland. You can't both be the sixth man.
Well, Hunter got traded, though.
Oh, true, true. And then Naz Reid had one. So
he was the sixth man last year? Naz Reid won it last year. I think so.
I think you're right. And then a few other guys received votes, including Russell Westbrook got a few third place votes, but did not win it.
Now this looks like a top for me, so everybody just follow me because we need a little controversy because it feels so empty without...
Grab bag.
Well, Jones, the three finalists for the 2024-25 Kia NBA Clutch Player of the Year have been announced.
Let me guess, Tatum not on the list.
No, he's not.
Who are they?
This isn't a pile on Tatum Day. The man's dealing with a bone bruise
in his
wrist.
I hadn't seen these finalists.
Let him live a little bit.
Just saying, who are the three? Probably not Tatum.
Who are the three most clutch players according to Kia?
according to the car hamsters? Little gerbils?
Yeah. Okay. Three most clutch players. This is the clutch award.
Should I get these?
They're three great
Curry?
Players. No.
No. Jokic?
Yes.
Okay, interesting.
Jokic is one of the clutch
SGA?
Players.
No. Who? I don't know who.
Anthony Edwards, ever hear of him?
Okay.
Ant-Man? And your guy, Jalen Brunson.
Oh.
So those guys are up for clutch.
Jalen Brunson missing a bunch of jumpers in the final minute the other day against Indy.
The votes were already in, I think, at that point. Yeah. Those guys are up for the clutch award.
I like Jalen Brunson. Jokic.
All right, Rich. Here we go. Background music, gonna give it away. Abra, abracadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
The best part of that is he's like, the background's gonna give it away. Like we're all like,
here it comes.
Oh man, we spoiled it.
I thought it was great. It's my favorite one though. Three NBA games last night, all game twos. Pacers now have a 2-0 lead on the Bucks. The Thunder, 2-0 lead on the Grizzlies. And the Lakers even the series with the T-Wolves.
Let me give you a little something to pay attention to. Twitch chat pointed this out to me yesterday.
After game one,
he had a rough game two. I know they won bigly.
Yeah, they did.
SGA not exactly lighting it up to start the postseason. And so if you want to be real bullish on Oklahoma City, I've been picking OKC head-to-head with the Celtics. Tatum, I knocked him before I even knew how bad this boo-boo was. I was knocking Tatum after game one in his poor performance. Let's be consistent. SGA is not, the Thunder are winning going away.
Right.
But the Celtics won going away. I didn't give Tatum too much credit, so let's be consistent. It's been a slow start for
SGA. Okay, good.
Grab bag.
All right, NBA games tonight. In addition to Celtics Magic at 7 o'clock, you have Heat Cavs at 7:30 and Warriors Rockets. So my Rockets pick, they need to win this one. They need to at least split the first two games. They're down
at home. Yeah, I would say they're going to need that because that we weren't sure if it was a buyer's opportunity or a sucker bet.
Excuse me? I'll take that.
Yeah, no, I would. That's definitely the one.
Where's
I would
the
go.
Line?
A sucker's bet, excuse me, to get Houston plus
Good
money.
Lord. Is Grab bag is now NSFW.
When we lose a bet. Those are the new stakes on this show.
Grab bag.
No bet. No bet.
You know what? I'm out.
No bet for
That's
me.
Not as bad as the Christian Yelich.
Last night in the NHL, Hurricanes beat the Devils. Carolina's up 2-0.
Get to it. Get to it.
Maple Leafs went to overtime.
Oh, yeah, did they? What happened there?
Beat the Senators.
Oh, another Allmark pants crapping. Interesting.
They're up 2-0.
Good.
Panthers took game one over the Lightning 6-2. And the Wild, playing deep into the night, defeated the Golden Knights 5-2. That series is even at a game of
That was the 11 p.m.
That
start.
That was the 11 o'clock start
I meant to look this up. I didn't watch any of the Panthers last night. I saw Tkachuk had a couple of goals.
Did
Marchand do anything?
Actually, good question. I don't know.
Didn't watch.
They scored six. Yeah, I didn't get around to it.
I was watching Celtic City. And the
Marchand had an assist.
There you go.
He dropped a dime.
Playoff Marshy.
Yeah, playoff Marshy. He's a plus one.
It's your guy.
He's out there skating around having a nice time.
You're pulling for him.
The NHL tonight, you have three games. Canadiens Capitals at 7, Washington up 1-0. Avalanche and Stars, that series is even at a game apiece. And Kings Oilers with LA up 1-0.
Nice.
What do you think of that? Pretty good. If I get drunk, well, I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. You are part of me no more. If you're drinking, well, you know that you're my friend, and I'll say, I think I'll have myself a grab bag. Red Sox in action tonight against the Mariners. Sean Newcomb on the mound. 6:45 first pitch from Fenway. That means a 5:45 pregame show here on WEEI.
Should we give a little shout out to our guy Cassis for hitting homer last night?
Cassis Dong.
That was in the show. It got bumped with all the Bruins stuff.
We had a lot of stuff today.
We were itching to give Tristan Cassis his credit, but we've been called out on this earlier on the text line. I'm sure on Twitch as well. I didn't see it there specifically, but I'm sure it was there. I can feel it.
I don't know if you...
Oh, you're ignoring Tristan Cassis in his home
run? No. Congratulations. I don't know if you heard the stat yesterday. I think it was Merlone mentioned he's 0-for in his first at-bat of the game, and he was something insane, like 2-for-44 against starting pitchers. So he's obviously got a really bad overall numbers.
Just get into their bullpen.
Pinch hitter.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm thinking here's the spot.
Nice.
He could be like the next Matt Stairs.
I had not.
Just shows up and pinch
hits. Heard that stat.
Yeah, but... he's never gotten any, and even with the home run, I think he flew out in his first at-bat yesterday, so he's still 0 for his first at-bat.
Well.
Is that a betting opportunity or a sucker's bet?
Ooh.
You live bet what he does in his first at-bat.
Wait, is that what we're calling it? I thought we changed
it. Nah, that's what I'm calling
it.
Okay,
got it.
I don't know what you're calling it.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
Speaking of Tristan Cassis, let's bring you back to the Hogdale call of the night. Ah.
Tristan, please. The pitch. Swung on, lifted, center field, high and deep. This will get out! Tristan! Let's go! My voice cracks every time I call a Tristan home run. I don't give a His second of the season, 105 off the bat. He sent it to dead center. Thank you. 7-3, busted open.
All right.
Thank God.
Well, now that I've heard that, I think I'm back on board with Tristan Cassis.
You feel good about
105 off the bat?
105 off the bat.
How does Hogdale get that so fast?
Hogdale's the best.
Is that right? What's he got? Proprietary stats going on with that?
Dude, what do I know? You don't want to know how the sausage is made. So Hogdale figures it out. He knows what he's doing. He's pretty good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag. How about this, Jones? Our former coworker Zeke.
Oh yeah,
remember Zeke?
Yeah,
he's out in Green Bay now. What a place to be! Green Bay, the site of the NFL draft. So he was there, and he had a chance to catch up with a couple of the NFL draft prospects.
So WEI Afternoons is there,
yeah.
and Zeke is scooping them.
He's scooping them.
Okay.
He talked to Ashton Jeanty about possibly playing with the Patriots and being playing with Drake May and being the fourth pick.
With the Patriots picking at four, have you really, I guess, thought about, I guess, being drafted there? And what are your opinions on Drake May?
I've thought about all possibilities. I think Drake May's a great player. He can, you know, continue to develop and be a great quarterback for the Patriots. So, I mean, if they go that way, then, you know what I'm saying, we'll make it happen.
Okay, well, okay. Look, I'm on board with
that. If they go that way, they'll make it happen.
He sounds like all the plugged-in insiders. You're going to hear from the Big Five tomorrow with all their mock drafts?
We have the five best mock drafters.
Jeremiah, Schrager.
Kiper.
Shime. McShay. Shime.
Yep.
They're all starting to connect Ashton Jeanty to the Jags, which
Jags
doesn't make
five.
A lot of sense to me, but okay. So that was Jeanty. Who else we got?
Tet McMillan.
Nice.
My guy.
Love this
What
guy.
Would it be like to be drafted by the Patriots? And you can just speak on, I guess, Drake May. What it would be like to play with him?
Yeah, it would be a blessing, you know, because I just know if I get drafted by the Patriots, you know, I'm going to have a quarterback like Drake May. You know, we're both on rookie contracts. So ultimately, I'll have a quarterback that's going to be with me for my whole career if we all decide to stay over there. But, yeah, it would be a blessing, man. I'm looking forward to, you know, whoever picks me for sure.
Okay, there you go.
Can I give you one update on him?
On who, Tet McMillan?
I'm sorry, on McMillan, yes.
More
sure. McShay, and I don't know where he gets all this stuff from.
Mm.
McShay very critical about McMillan going over the middle.
Oh, he can't go over the middle?
Says he quit on over-the-middle targets and did not work hard enough in college.
That's business decisions, maybe.
Some late commentary from Todd McShay
where
on Tet McMillan.
Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do-do-do-do-do. Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Do-do-do-do-do. Blah, blah. 93.7. Jones and Keefe grab back. Jones and Keefe grab back.
Ace Bailey going pro. From Rutgers.
Now you should be out on him, correct?
I kind of am. I was in at the beginning of the season. He's one of the high, you know, he's the
you don't
stud.
Make the tournament.
Got to make the tournament. Markelle Fultz, Ben Simmons didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, I used to mock that, but I think after
something.
The Fultz experience, yeah. I think I'm now on board with that.
Two pints of booze.
Grab bags.
Are you
grab bags?
Right. Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent, Jones?
Gotta be.
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Grab bag.
All right, let's take a look at the top NBA performers from last night. We have Giannis Antetokounmpo, 34 points, 18 rebounds, 7 assists.
But
in a loss.
Thank you.
Luka Doncic, 31 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists.
Pretty nice.
In a win. Bobby Portis, 28 and 12. Julius Randle, 27, 4 and 6. And Pascal Siakam, 24 and 11.
I guess I'll go with Luka there.
You're going to go with Luka?
LeBron noticeably absent, but I'll go with Luka there. Yeah.
He's not noticeably absent. He's
not there.
Didn't cut the mustard.
Oh, right. Just curious.
You can grab my back. Grab my back. My back. You can grab my back.
Best baseball performers from last night. Kyle Tucker, 3 for 4, home run, 2 RBI, 2 runs scored, 2 stolen bases.
Wow.
MVP push full on Kyle Tucker.
Wow, big time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah,
keep going. Yeah.
Drew Waters, 3 for 4 with a dong.
Okay.
Willier Abreu, 3 for 4, run scored, 2 steals.
Okay.
Mitchell Parker.
Oh, yeah.
8 scoreless innings with 4 Ks.
Shut it down last night.
And Nick Pavetta, 7 scoreless with 6 Ks.
Only 2 hits, I think, right?
And only 2 hits.
Okay. I mean, shout out Pavetta. Walks, but Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker's the guy. Gotta be Kyle Tucker most nights.
Yeah,
I would say.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
Okay, we are, of course, going with a former Mariner today as the Sox take on the Seattle Mariners. He also played for the Giants, Devil Rays, Cardinals, Yankees.
Ooh.
A part of a 13-year major league career. He was an outfielder.
I was about to guess Brett Boone, so not him.
And a one-time All-Star.
Outfielder, one-time All-Star. Jay Buhner? No.
Nope.
Okay.
Not an All-Star with Seattle, but played with Seattle.
Okay.
He broke into the majors in 1998. Last game played, 2010.
Randy Winn.
Oh, my God.
Wow!
He got it!
The Red Sox win!
Holy mackerel, Bill.
What years?
Randy Winn.
He hears the years. Randy Winn.
Yeah, Randy Winn.
We've also guessed Randy Winn before with the Rays. So, interesting.
We haven't used him, have we?
No. I'm saying we guessed. If that was misleading, my mistake. But when we were guessing Rays the other week, his name came up. So he's an All-Star with Tampa, but he started. I didn't even know he started in Seattle.
Started with Tampa Bay. With Tampa. I just said played for Seattle.
I see. I'm sorry.
Yeah. They don't have to start their career with Seattle. They just need to play for the team they're playing.
Okay.
That's the theme right now. I'll probably change that later in the year.
I like that. Billy's gotten a couple in a row.
That was good. Yeah,
you guys have been sniffing it out.
You guys have been good.
I feel like we've really upped our game.
Uh-huh.
So that is the random baseball player of the day each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. Can I give you one minor update on the Celtics?
Celtics update?
You tell me if you want to read into this.
Is it the health of one Jason Tatum?
Well, you tell me.
Okay, I'm listening.
It's the official Celtics Twitter handle, @Celtics on Twitter. Good job squatting on that one.
Uh-huh. @Celtics.
They put out a picture for tonight promoting the game. It is Jaylen Brown's face.
Hmm.
Does that tell you anything about Tatum and his availability?
He's not playing.
Is that what it's telling you?
It tells me.
Do I need to lower my 51%?
If Tatum was on the cover of that, I'd say he's playing.
Yeah.
But he's not.
Well, he's not.
So he's not.
Well, he's not out yet.
Grab bag.
All right, so there you go.
Yeah.
That's the update from the Celtics.
Very good.
Read into that what you will. You got WEEI Afternoons, Boots on the Ground in Green Bay for full-on draft coverage here on WEEI. Stay tuned for Ya Got Hart, Ya Got Fitzy, Ya Got Ted, and we got the clip du jour coming your way next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.